This disaster also caused massive damage to infrastructure, both public and private. Railways, roads, houses, some of them full of furniture and personal possessions, were damaged and sometimes entirely destroyed. The estimated damage currently stands at 1.1 billion rand, with the damage in Ethekwini alone estimated to find over 685 million rand. We have recorded a total of 235 damaged private homes in Ethekwini, and this figure continues to rise as new homes are being added to the list. Many families have been rendered homeless. In addition to displacement, many people's lives were interrupted by power outages, the majority of which have now been attended to. Government continues to provide speedy responses. We have provided immediate humanitarian support in the form of food, blankets, mattresses, and other necessities. We have also received a lot of support from various NGOs and private sector institutions, which have partnered with government and volunteered their staff to distribute immediate help to the many of our citizens in their hour of need. We would specifically like to thank the thousands of volunteers who gathered on Durban beaches over the weekend to clear the plastic debris washed onto the sea by the storm. The Ethekwini Metro has also set up a dedicated support desk at the Ethekwini Disaster Management Center for all the bereaved families. The desk includes a hotline, the details of which are in the statement. They are 031-367-0094. Three mortuaries, namely Gray Street, Gale Street, Pinetown, and Phoenix, have stationed dedicated staff to assist the bereaved families. A task team has been appointed to coordinate all the support, including the burials. We want to once again request the next of kin of all the deceased to visit the mortuaries for identification processes so that there are no delays from the government side that will impact on the funeral dates. I'm advised, though, that this process is going well under the watchful eye of the Health Department, and led by MEC Sibongiseni Dhlomo. Department of Home Affairs has committed to fast-track the issuing of IDs and other relevant documents to all affected family victims. However, strict scrutiny will occur to avoid any possible fraudulent activities. SASSA and the Department of Education are also supporting the victims, including by ensuring that children get uniforms to go to school. As you can see, the government is doing everything necessary to provide urgent assistance to the victims and affected family. Provincial Executive Council has also resolved to assist all the families with resources to bury their loved ones. We have also taken the following decisions. The KwaZulu-Natal Cabinet, at its specially convened meeting, resolved to seek for the classification of the provincial state of disaster. We have requested the national government to invoke Section 41 of the Disaster Management Act, number 57, because the province alone cannot cope with this incident. Provincial Executive Council has also resolved that relevant stakeholders must ensure that infrastructure that will be utilized for the upcoming elections is restored to normalcy without further delays. The National Disaster Management Center has also been requested to support the KwaZulu-Natal Provincial Disaster Management Center to apply for any emergency funding opportunity that may be readily available given the magnitude of the disaster. Also, as a mark of respect to honor our fallen compatriots, the Provincial Executive Council has resolved to declare Thursday, the 3rd of May 2019, as the Provincial Day of Prayer, Mourning, and memorial service to show solidarity with the bereaved families and to pray for those who have passed away, as well as for an end to these tragedies in our province. The Provincial Executive Council has also resolved that in order to ensure uniformity and for the ease of accountability, a single provincial account will be established. COCTA and the Provincial Treasury will be our lead departments. We invite all citizens, interfaith formations, and all sectors of society to participate in this important day of prayer and mourning. The main event will take place at Caris Fountain Sports Field this coming Thursday from 9 a.m. More details will be announced in due course. As if what we are going through is not enough, yesterday we received the shocking news of a bus accident which overturned in Gwaqeza while ferrying mourners to one of the mass funerals that was held yesterday. We wish to add our voice on behalf of government to those who are affected, wishing them a speedy recovery, and to all the injury, especially to those injured and affected by this latest accident. Indeed, we need prayers and the Almighty's intervention. At this stage, I'm informed that there are no reported deaths from this incident, and we pray that we do not lose any more lives. In fact, the addition is that we are told that only two now remain in hospital. It will be remiss of us if we do not comment on the concerning situation around the Ethekwini municipality involving an illegal strike action by some municipal employees in the water department, which has resulted in an outcry and a huge inconvenience when some of the areas around the city are going without water whilst we are in the midst of this disaster. In the first place, the Provincial Executive Council condemns this practice in the strongest terms. Water is an essential service that cannot be used as a bargaining chip against the people. It is the view of the provincial government that this strike, when our province is in such a disaster situation, can be described in no other terms than totally immoral. During the struggle against apartheid, we used our muscle to strike, to fight the regime of the time, but we never at any time used essential services to cripple our own people. Water is life, as enshrined in our Bill of Rights, which says that all South Africans have a right to life. When people are facing the magnitude of such devastation as brought on by these floods, you decide to deny them water. Where is morality there? Water is essential. This is simply, in our view, very immoral. We call on everyone involved in this practice to pause and think of the consequences of their actions for people who have already suffered enough. The Ethekwini municipality has informed the provincial government of the processes to mitigate water crisis during the period of the strike. We therefore call upon all affected people to be patient whilst we all try to do our best to address this water crisis. We know it is a difficult situation that many residents are going through. We apologize and also thank them for the patience they have demonstrated during this difficult time. We have since appointed MEC for Public Works and Human Settlements, Honorable Ravi Pillay, to lead the team of government comprising of the Office of the Premier and COCTA, to facilitate discussion and ensure a speedy resolution to this impasse. We wish to conclude by thanking in the first place the President of the Republic of South Africa, His Excellency Cyril Ramaphosa, who in light of this disaster and the scale of the devastation to the lives of our fellow citizens, decided to cut short the critical international mission and returned immediately to the country to support the collective response to this national tragedy. Also wish to thank the humanitarian agencies, the media, the national, provincial and local disaster emergency and response teams, the security agencies, medical personnel, and all members of the public who have shown exemplary acts of compassion and care to the victims and affected families in providing assistance and support, both moral as well as material. We ask our good Lord to grant comfort to the victims and their families at this time of grief, and may the souls of those departed fellow citizens rest in peace. I thank you.